All right, so
let's watch a Disney Channel movie.
Incorrect.
Leaving that.
All right.
So we have all gathered here today.
To.
Sorry, you're looking at Wong's shoes.
To conjure up a ghost with a Ouija board.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Wong, what's this called?
This is called "Don't Forget the Lyrics" by Demi Lovato.
Close enough. So. Juan and I are here today with our friend Lisa via FaceTime.
Hi, guys!
Can we name it something?
Yeah, let's like name the segment. Let's like call it something.
Can we just call it bonus episode?
This is Sarah reviewing the lyrics. The lyrics for you. Here's the album. That's it.
So we're going to be talking about Demi Lovato's debut studio album, Don't Forget.
We all forgot it.
Hey, no one forgot it. Juan, I don't know what the attitude is with that.
More like, don't forget your notes.
Yeah.
She got you. Goodbye, right. Lisa.
So,
Sarah, I thought we were okay.
Just like our Hillary Duff episode, we ranked that album and talked about it. We've all taken notes or mental notes, whatever.
Emotional notes.
I have notes!
On each of the songs. That's right, you went back and did it. On each of the songs, and then at the very end, we'll kind of rank our favorites from the album, which ones we like the most, and which ones we don't want to ever hear again.
Gitchy, yeah, yeah, got it.
All right, so first let me give you a little background on the album.
You have a pen.
Yeah, right there. You want to grab it? My hands are full. Okay, so Don't Forget was released on September 23rd, 2008 by Hollywood Records. Demi started working on the album in September 2007 during the filming of Camp Rock.
The first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Demi co-wrote most of the songs with, the Jonas Brothers, who produced the album alongside record producer John Fields.
That's true.
The album, can confirm. The album also includes Cara DiGuardi, Jason Reeves, and Rooney frontman Robert Schwartzman, who collaborated from the album. So look at that. We know one of the producers of this album.
We
met him once.
I was going to say, I feel like I need to explain why I am qualified to be on this episode with you guys.
Okay,
go for it.
I feel like, I don't know, like, it's like, oh, just a random person. No, no. I am quite passionate about Demi Lovato and her career. Huge. I would never say that I'm a Lovatic per se because I think that's
Lovatic? What? Is that what her fans are called?
Yes.
Living.
But I will say I've followed this her progression thoroughly. I have my favorites. I have some underground favorites that people might not have heard of.
Underground.
I've done a lot of digging to understand the inner mechanisms of Demi's life, and also, I jammed to this album many a night when I was in middle school. So I'm very excited for this. I feel like I've lived my whole life waiting for this moment.
Okay, well, no, we're glad to have you. Well, and I originally thought, because, like, when we were thinking of, like, albums to do, I was like, well, yeah, obviously we need Lisa for the first... like a Demi episode.
That means a lot to me.
Here, let me finish real quick.
No,
you're good. Don't Forget features a glam rock sound, and the lyrics deal with various teen topics. The album was met with generally positive reviews from critics, due to most of the album being produced by the Jonas Brothers. Critics noted distinctive similarities between the artists. Don't Forget debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 and was eventually certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. It has sold over 530,000 copies in the U.S. Elsewhere, Don't Forget reached the top 10 on the Canadian albums charts and reached the top 40 in Spain and New Zealand, as well as being certified gold in Brazil. Get Back was released as the lead single from the album and reached number 43 on the Billboard Hot 100. La La Land was the second single from the album, and that song peaked at number 52 in the U.S. And inside the top 40 in Ireland and the U.K.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
So, this album is 37 minutes and 42 seconds long. We won't be talking about bonus tracks today.
We're stopping at Believe Me.
Or Ever, yes. We will be stopping at Believe Me, just so we all know.
Sick.
We all good with that? That's track 11.
Pop 6, Squish. Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
Is Lisa upset? Are you okay?
She said, I only did the bonus tracks.
No, I mean, you can talk about them. You can talk about them, just we didn't
just know that I didn't listen to them.
All good. We don't need to talk about them.
Okay. So let's get into the first track, which is La La Land. La La Land, so Demi said that she wrote the song about being yourself in Hollywood and not letting other people change who you are. Musically, the song is a guitar-driven pop rock song, and the lyrics speak of Lovato feeling out of place in Hollywood. What are all our notes and feelings on this song?
At one point, she mentions McDonald's and how you shouldn't be afraid to eat McDonald's when you want to, and I said, me too, girl.
Yeah, my first note is McDonald's. That's what I remember most about this song.
That song, but okay, do you remember when they would switch from McDonald's
and
to
Eat
Ronald?
It Ronald's?
Yeah.
Yeah. The music video says that. I think they didn't have the rights to say it in the music video.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But, and then I think this song was pretty iconic for us, I think, because the Converse line that she can't wear her Converse with her dress.
Yes.
How many stinking girls do you know wore Converse with their dresses when you were growing up?
Every single one.
Yeah, a lot.
Every one of them.
Me too. I wore it.
Demi did it.
Demi, she started a trend. Trendsetter.
I said good opener and intro, like, for the album and to Demi, because this was her first album. Even though we heard Get Back before we heard this.
I heard.
I said that guitar solo and that final chime at the end. I love them. And overall, I love the message of it. I said, yes, girl, be yourself. Disney who? Because I always felt like it was kind of talking about Disney Channel.
Yeah, for sure.
They have, like they mold their kids into weird.
Because like they, because the Wikipedia says like out of place in Hollywood, but I always thought it sounded like she was trying to say like just because I'm from Disney doesn't mean I can't be taken seriously.
True.
Yeah.
What about you
guys? I like how this is the first song on the first album that she was released, as if like she's had all of this experience in Disney, and that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
For her to come out with this kind of, like, I hate Hollywood's kind of attitude toward her on the first the first song on the first album. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
anyway.
Juan, do you have any other notes other than McDonald's?
No. I just like when the guitar gets, like, heavier throughout the song and it gets a little bit more distorted. I'm like, ooh, edgy. And then I just like you guys had good entrance to the whole album, and then I just like the ending. I said, ooh, that ending.
That chime.
Was it the chime?
Ding.
I honestly cannot remember the ending. I just thought that as the guitar gets built up, it just sounds really nice.
Well, and she has that whole thing where they're all shouting back when she says, like, I'm staying myself tonight. Mm. Yes, girl.
Are you?
Yeah,
she
that
is.
Was good.
Am I?
I don't know if you are, but she is.
No, I metamorphosize.
I think this is my favorite Demi song, which is a boy.
Wait, are we... We say our rankings now?
No. Her songs that she's ever released in time.
I really like Skyscraper.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
No, I thought... That's fine.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I thought someone was a supporter of Demi.
Just this album.
Okay. Now let's get into Get Back. I wanna get back to the old days when the phone would ring and I knew it was you. Okay, so Get Back was the first single that we all got. Like, I remember Disney Channel playing it a lot.
That's strange.
The commercials.
That's true.
I don't remember the song at all. Kay. If anything, let me tell you something. This song reminds me of another song, and that's all I could write about, because I was trying to figure out what song it reminded me of.
But you didn't figure it out?
I couldn't figure out what song it was. Either this song is repressed in my memories, and it's, like, connecting to itself, or, it, like, it really sounds like either, and this is a lot, an Ali Neji song, Hilary Duff song, or a Miley Cyrus song, but I can't tell which one. It sounds similar to another song, though.
It does sound like it'd be like a Lindsay Lohan song. I could hear her.
Like, I could see that. I could totally see that. Almost like a Freaky Friday song.
Yeah.
Did I say Lindsay Lohan?
Did you not? I thought you did.
No.
Did he?
I said Hilary
Duff. I don't know.
But I swear one of the people you listed was Lindsay Lohan. Anyways,
I said Elliot and AJ Hillary Duff for Miley Cyrus.
Oh, well, I'm bringing up Lindsay.
Well, maybe let's go back later on and we'll see if I messed up.
The initial writing of the song took place when Lovato wanted to write a song about getting back together with an old boyfriend as opposed to writing a mean or heartbroken song.
That's funny, because that's literally what like the last three or four tracks are about. So
exactly.
She performed this on several occasions, including at the 2008 Disney Channel Games.
It was like VMAs.
No.
Fantastic performance.
Better than the VMAs is the Disney Channel Games. I wrote great chorus. Do you really want to get back with him, though? That's what I wrote. She sang this at the DC Games. Yeah, I wrote that. And the Jonas Brothers on the backing vocals, they were very like prominent on this.
I was reading about this track, and they said something about how, like, she said that it's always fun to sing this because she always imagines singing it to the person that she wrote it for. And I always wonder who that is, because if, like, the Jonas Brothers were on this with her, like, I'm curious, I don't know.
Like, if it's, yeah.
Talking about.
She did a Joe, right?
She did a Joe for, like, a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah. So if this is about him, we don't know.
Hmm.
Well. So that's all you wrote was it was like a Lindsay Lohan song?
I honestly, God, I was just trying to figure out what song this reminded me of. Okay. And it's really just at the start of like the choruses, it just sounds a lot like another song. And I was just like, is this, you know, I was just really confused.
Like, I like it, but it's not like.
Just the whole time I was hearing another song in my head, so I couldn't.
I just like the chorus more than the verses. That's just me. It's like catchy. Demi says in La La Land, that's just me.
That's me. Yep, that's me.
I love the chorus. I love the build-up. I love the end.
Mm-hmm.
I love the overture. Song. Okay. It's a good song.
Overture. All right, now let's get into Trainwreck. And you said we wouldn't make it, but look how far we've come. For so long my heart was breaking, but now we're standing strong. The things you say make me fall harder each day. You're
I always think that I'm going to hate this song when it starts. And then, like, once you get to the chorus, you're like, all right, I can handle it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's... No, I wrote the same thing.
The chorus changes vibes a little bit.
Yeah.
The chorus just has, like, a weird, like, groove to it that doesn't make sense for the rest of the song.
The chorus or the verse?
The chorus has a groove. Like, no, the verse, sorry. The verses have a weird groove to it. The chorus sounds nice and in place.
The first verse... I, like, the lines are something about, like, medicine or something like the doctor, something like that. But it sounds so much like a song by Bright Eyes. I don't know if you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
By the Killers.
Yeah.
But you should, I mean, it's Lua by Bright Eyes, and it sounds just like one of their verses. Like, she word for word used their
song. She copy-pasted it onto her
notes. Or by, I have no idea.
Can I copy your homework? Yeah, just change a couple words so it doesn't look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I tell you I used to do that?
I believe it. Well, we all did that, let's be real. I wrote, like, I liked the, like, piano vibe in the verse. It reminds me of this band called The Hush Sound. They were big, like, around this time. Mm-hmm. Not big, but, like...
I saw them.
Thank you. but I liked that vibe, so, like, I really liked the song. And, like, and then when it got to the chorus, I liked the verses more than the chorus. And then, at the end, she's like, isn't she just, like, it's just her singing? Like,
screaming.
There's, like, no instruments or anything. It's, like, just her singing. And I said, that last part, so vulnerable.
A cappella.
Yeah, she killed it.
So, I was surprised by that song. I didn't expect to like it that much.
I just kind of wish that, like, because it's, like, the third track off of this album. I think at this point I was just kind of just tired. It just, this song really just sounded like the rest of them trying to mash, like, it tried to, you know what I mean? Like,
I thought the piano set it apart.
The piano set it apart, but it's just the chorus. The chorus sounded like it was trying to just, like, mesh in with the rest of the album too hard.
Was this the first time y'all had heard this song when you were going through this?
Probably.
This is the first time I've ever heard this album.
Because, well, I told you, I really only heard the singles. The songs I knew before...
Yeah.
Listening to this were La La Land, Get Back, On the Line, and Don't Forget. Those are the only ones I knew.
I just knew La La Land. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into Party. So Party... I don't really remember. It wasn't just like a heavy, like a rock, heavy guitar in this beginning. Because the first thing I wrote was, oh, damn, okay, Demi.
So, no. It's like a soft guitar, and then it starts to build up more and more as the song progresses. It's good.
I thought it was a very forceful beginning. I don't enjoy the song. Every time it starts playing on my iPod, because you know it's on there, I go, we're not playing this game.
I wrote glam rock, I dig it, it's all about getting your party on. And then I wrote, this is a long song, and at the end she says, let's do it again. And I wrote, no, it's too long, we're not doing this again.
It reminds me of Route 66.
Oh, interesting. Should she maybe just have covered Route 66?
She probably should have just covered Route 66.
And put it on the album? Wow. Okay, now let's get to the Jonas Brothers collab song, On the Line.
The collab song. What is the same? Never to change. Our life was beautiful. We got it all. Just in the
fall. Our life was tragical. It's On the Line featuring the Jonas Brothers, but...
But they're featured in every song, so it's true.
Well, that, but also, is it not just Nick and Joe?
I swear to God, I said, so only Nick, right? And I put a question mark.
Because Kevin doesn't sing.
Kevin never sings. He's not a singer. And then Joe is only there for, like, background vocals, but Nick actually has, like, a verse or two in this.
Well, no, Joe sings a verse, and I wrote, would be better without Joe on the verse, the first verse.
I just noticed Nick.
I wish it was just Nick on the verses and Joe in the chorus.
I don't understand why they needed multiple singers. Just pick one of the brothers.
It made it...
Make it a duet and...
Yeah. It made it confusing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to follow this story of, like, these two people, but there's three people.
But there's four people. Did you guys know that Kevin's real name is Paul Kevin Lee Jonas?
I think I remember hearing that. I love that you know that.
Because I looked up the lyrics as I was listening up, and then I saw the bottom, I was like... Because it's, like, lyricist by, or, like, lyrics by, and then it named all three of them, plus, like, Demi, and it said Paul, Kevin, Nick, Paul Kevin Lee Jonas. And
Paul,
like,
Arthi, Rinnadown.
Also, they rhyme tragical with
Hold on,
beautiful.
I can't hear you, Lisa. Tragical?
They wrote tragical with beautiful.
Wait, what were you going to say, Lisa?
I said that this song reminds me of Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It's, like, annoying, and it just goes back and forth so much. I'm like, okay, who are we listening to now?
I think the chorus is really good. I remember when, like, Disney Channel would air, like, the behind the scenes of her recording the album, they would, like, play a part of her singing the song, and I always really liked it.
Yeah.
But the verses, it is just, like, a lot going on because of Nick and Joe.
It, like, sounds like the end of a movie.
Just get Nick on there. Like, he's the stronger singer. Just let him sing. Yeah. Look at one's face. Hold on. Sorry. My finger was in the way.
Do you agree, Juan, or?
No, I completely agree.
No, he was agreeing. Nick is the stronger singer.
Like, Joe, come on, get out of here. I only like Joe after he got a haircut. Your
what?
Did you have difficulty making your decisions in order?
A little bit. I did some crossing out.
So did I. A lot.
All right, well, let's get into Don't Forget. So, Don't Forget, the title track.
Has a nice triangle.
A nice triangle. I know Demi has said that she likes this song. I don't know if it's the only one she still likes from the album. But, the inspiration from the song came from Demi falling in love with someone who later left her. According to her, it is one of the songs on the album that she most relates to.
Damn.
It's a mid-tempo glam rock ballad that features Demi singing with breathy falsetto vocals.
Ew.
I think this song was her, like, the very first song where she actually sung how she, like, she kept that style of singing forever, like that breathiness, you know? And I think this was the first track that she actually showcased her
breathy,
like, voice. Yeah. I like this song.
You do? You don't?
I do. I think it's a classic. Her.
No, I think it's great. I think it's probably, like, musically and, like, lyrically the best on the album.
I just was waiting for this thing to bop. Like, I was like, it's building up to something. Song. No, but it was like building up to something. Like, I'm waiting for it to go. You know what
I wrote? Is that it's, I wrote simple and good. I like the strings that were in there.
Yeah.
And the whisper at the end when she says, don't forget.
Oh, no, I hated that. I said, excuse me?
Yeah, that's not my favorite. I don't like that.
No, but I wrote it's like her own love bug. Like, it, and it makes sense because, like, they Jonas Brothers produced this, but it sounded a lot like Love Bug, where it's like slow, soft and slow, and then it builds up to like. It sounded a lot like how, like, if you laid out the notes, the measures, then it would match up to Love
Bug. Yeah, I get that. Okay. I think I forced you guys to watch the Ellen DeGeneres video of her singing this song.
No, no. I've never seen that.
You got to, because she does a hair flip in there, man. I sent you a Snapchat.
Oh, that's what that was from?
That hair flip gets me every
time. When did you send that Snapchat?
What?
Did you send that this week?
I think so, yeah.
Sometime, yeah.
Okay, because I think I saw one of your snaps and I was like, what was that? But I didn't bother to replay it.
All right. Sorry. So now let's get into Gonna Get Caught.
Gonna Get Caught. Don't say that you need me and don't play.
So this is where the album takes a turn for me.
I said this is the Demi I want.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Interesting, because I wrote... Well, first, I wrote right back into the fast stuff. Like, it seemed like it was, like, too big of a jump from Don't Forget to, like, all right, we're going right into this.
Yeah.
But, and then I wrote, just okay, but it gets better as it goes.
I just said I love an aggressive breakup song.
Oh,
she's not having it. She's like, I knew you, like, you said I was your seventh choice and I'm not about that. And she was like, not about it. And I liked that.
I don't mind this song. There are times where I go through the album and I'm like, you know, Gonna Get Caught sounds like not what I want to listen to. And then it gets going. You're like, okay, it sounds like a train wreck. It's like the train wreck one.
Yeah.
Once it gets going, you're good.
Train wreck should have been the title of this one.
Yeah, that's true.
No, like, you gotta give it a little chance, and then it gets a little better. But now let's talk about...
Oh my God, my arm!
Let's talk about Two Worlds Collide. You had your dreams, I had mine. You had your fears, I was fine. Show me what I couldn't find. When two different worlds collide. When worlds collide. So, I don't know if you've heard of a little movie called The Princess Protection Program.
Okay, thank you.
I do want to say that Spotify would not let me play this song. I don't know about you, Juan, but they kept skipping it, and I kept getting ads, and it would skip to the middle. So I had to watch this on YouTube.
I got it.
Well, screw you, Spotify. Yeah, made me mad again.
I got premium.
It just wouldn't let me listen to it.
I called it a soft follow-up to Gonna Get Caught.
I said, the Princess Protection Program song, makes me think of Demi and Selena. Good song, but it doesn't fit the album.
It doesn't fit the album at all.
It is like, oddly just, like, soft compared to the other ones.
It should just be on, like, a decom.
It's not slow enough to be a ballad, but it's, like, not hard enough to be, like, part of the rest of the album. I get it.
It just definitely felt very decom when the other songs were more rock
than
pop.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like as soon as you hear those chimes coming on, you realize that it's like, this is not where I should be.
Chimes.
All right, so the middle. I wanna crash, I wanna fall, I wanna be somewhere in the middle, it's okay, better than nothing. I just need a little, I just need a little. Not the Jimmy Eat World song, but the Demi Lovato song. I wrote Avril/Paramore vibes.
Yes.
I thought maybe that's what she was going for. I know she's a fan of Paramore.
I said this is the reckless phase of a breakup, like when you just want to be reckless.
I wrote Good Girl Gone Bad, like she's trying to be kind of edgy. Not like Rihanna, but like trying to be edgy.
Girl, then
I said, I respect it, but I don't really like it.
I'm not huge into this song at all.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you can't name your song a Jimmy Eat World song and not expect me to dislike it.
Disrespectful, yeah.
Kind of disrespectful. It's unnecessary. I don't like the chorus or the verses. Not my thing.
The chorus or the bridge.
I did.
Or the bridge, or, you know, any of it, so.
I really hated the key change, because it sounded like it was about to end, and then she went into a key change, and I'm like, why was that necessary? You just repeated the same thing again.
Wow.
So I didn't like this one, to be honest.
Yeah. No, but this is honesty hour. This is our time to be honest. Demi will listen to this and be like, you know what, I respect all of their choices.
I hate them.
No, she's probably like, I hated that song in the middle, too. She's probably like, the Jonas Brothers made me write that song. And
the Jonas Brothers wrote it, said this is the part you're singing.
Okay, so until you're mine.
I'm getting
what do y'all think about this?
I said, oh boy, a slow song. And then I wrote Evanescence question mark.
And then slow song.
And then I said, well, doesn't it start out slow at least?
Oh, it does. You're right.
Just, it's weird because it's like, it's one of those like, here's a soft bell and then we're going to get aggressive. And then here's the soft part. Because I did like, I think it's the same thing that I had with Trainwreck where it was too much of a one sound then the next sound kind of situation. Because the only, like, I just kept writing, like, I don't know. I just wrote, like, the one positive thing I wrote about it is that I just like it after the bridge. Like, after the bridge, I think it all just settles down into one solid sound, whereas, in, like, it's going back and forth between verse and the chorus, and it's not sounding that great.
The bridge is good. I think the chorus, when it's, like, you know how the drummer is, like, just going crazy throughout the entire time?
That's what I don't like about it.
It's, like, a constant hammer throughout the whole freaking song. I hate that. I think it ruins the whole thing.
He's literally hitting a hammer.
Yeah, I said, no thanks, and then I said, a little stalkerish?
Mm-hmm.
Like, until you're mine?
Oh, see, I didn't get into the lyrics hardly at all when I was looking at these. Just, but yeah, I
just felt like, I didn't really like analyze them, but I just kind of heard them. I'm like, a little creepy, but okay.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, this is my number 11 on the rankings. This is my least favorite.
Good.
Okay. Now let's get to the final track. Unless Lisa wants to talk about the bonus tracks, but that's her decision.
Believe in me.
Believe in me. I don't want to be. I wrote a good slow song.
I said good ending to the whole album, like a good way to just wrap it up.
This felt very camp rockish to me. It felt like nostalgic.
This is me. It sounded like This Is Me.
It sounded. I said it sounded like a song from Tangled. Like when they're on the boat, looking at all the lights. That's what it reminded me of.
I said it kind of mirrors the first song of like believing in yourself and kind of like doing your own thing.
And it had an appropriate key
change.
I thought
it was good that we kind of sandwiched a bunch of.
Nonsense with some good ones.
A bunch of nonsense with two songs about like being yourself.
It was like maybe the ham was a little rotten, but the bread was artisan, so that's good.
Get some good sourdough. Good Kaiser roll.
Kaiser roll.
I thought that it was a positive message, and then I wrote, I believe in you, Demi. And I do. So Demi, when you listen to this, know that I believe in you. We all do.
We believe in her.
I believe.
Yeah.
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 Lisa didn't like it.
Believe in me is fine. It's not the worst.
I think it's fine.
It gets a little rough. Like, this album gets a little rough for me about halfway through.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
It's definitely top. Like, the top part is better.
It's also like. It's her trying to find her sound, honestly, I think.
I kind of wish that she had, like, separated the good tracks into it a little bit better. Like, the order of the song could have been a little different, but.
Put the, yeah, kind of disguise them.
Sandwich them between, like, bad songs?
Yes, exactly.
Wait, so, but there aren't any, like, bonus tracks you really want to talk about?
Nah.
Like, was there a
favorite? I didn't really look into them at all for this episode, so I'm glad we're not talking about them.
So the bonus tracks for, like, different editions of this are Back Around, Behind Enemy Lines.
What the?
Lo Que Soy. Which is just a Spanish version of This Is Me.
Oh.
La La Land Caramel Pod D Remix. Demi Lovato Live in Concert. Oh, it's a 40-minute DVD from Target.
Christ.
And then just other stuff from the DVD, including backstage footage from the Jonas Brothers 2008 Burn It Up tour.
Heck yeah.
But I don't think it's of her. It looks like it's just from her. Anyways.
Typical, she's bunched into the Jonas Brothers.
Wait, what was track four?
Track four was Party.
Because Robert Schwartzman from Rooney is background vocals on that sound.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, it says party. For track four. Party. I'm trying to see what else. Cara DioGuardi for background track vocals for track nine.
Who's Cara DioGuardi?
The middle. She was on American Idol, the judge.
Oh, yeah.
She's like a big pop producer. She's made like all the hits.
I recognize the name from American Idol. I just can't put a face to it. So that's what's bothering me.
That's fine. But no, she's made look, Cara Blaine. A ton of hits. Here's some songs she's helped make. Ain't No Other Man.
That was a bop.
Come Clean. That's just the one song. Yeah, Come Clean.
By
Hilary Duff.
Oh my god.
Pieces of Me.
Wow.
Fly by Hilary Duff.
Yes.
Wait, we're talking about Cara DioGuardi, right?
Yeah. Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani.
Oh my god. You know I love that song.
He Could Be the One from Hannah Montana.
Jesus Christ.
I Do Not Hook Up by Kelly Clarkson. Sober by Pink.
Jesus Christ, she's made gold.
Walk Away. Oh, I love that Kelly Clarkson song. Ooh, We Rock from the Camp Rock soundtrack.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she's just...
Okay, turn it up, Cara DioGuardi. Yeah, you did great.
She's great.
Literally all of the ones that you've named off. Excellent.
Yeah, no.
Excellent superstars.
She's good at what she does.
She made Icons Legends.
Anyways. Okay, so let's talk about our ranking. So, starting at the bottom, let's talk about what our least favorite song on the album was, starting with you, Lisa.
This was very difficult for me. I think mine are tied, but I'm going to choose my least favorite being... Until You're Mine, Final Answer. I hate it so much.
I'm going to say the middle was my worst one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. The middle. All right.
I said Until You're Mine.
Just because I didn't like the key change.
The last four on this list could go like in any order. It doesn't matter to me.
My number 10 was the middle.
Okay. My number 10 was Party.
Okay.
I don't like that song at all.
I think my number 10 is going to be Party 2.
Okay. My number 9 was Gonna Get Caught.
Okay. I'm upset about that, Sarah, but that's okay. Mine is On the Line.
I'm upset about that, but I get, really? I respect it. I get it. That song is kind of a mess when you think about it.
I hate that song.
It's a lot going on. It should just be a duet.
I don't want any other voice in this album but Demi. Like, you did Camp Rock. But
you know that they had to, like, put them in there. Like,
for what?
To try to get some of the Joe Bro fans who didn't like Demi yet to, like, lead them in.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
You know that had to happen. What about you?
No.
Don't Forget.
I'm leaving.
What the hell?
I just didn't like how she ended it. It, like, just threw me off.
So that,
like,
ruined the whole song for you?
The 30-millisecond whisper of Don't Forget is what got you?
That's it?
I just didn't like that.
Fine, I won't attack you.
Maybe I'll reconsider if I listen to it again, okay?
Juan! I'm going to send you that Ellen DeGeneres thing right now.
Okay, while you do that, my number 8 was Party.
The middle...
I think Until You're Mine.
Juan's ranking these as he goes.
Yeah, no, I am.
Juan!
That's what I always do.
I have them all ranked. But you said Until You're Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. My number 7 is Believe in Me.
Mine is Two Worlds Collide.
Yeah. For me, because Two Worlds Collide is my number 6, but they could kind of be flip-flopped, depending on my mood.
Yeah, yep, and Believe in Me is number 6 for me, too. So we're on the track.
What about you? What's your number 7 one?
Gonna Get Caught.
Okay. So my number 6 is Two Worlds Collide, Lisa's is Believe in Me.
Mine is Two Worlds Collide. Actually, no, sorry, Believe in Me.
Okay. and now, the final 5. My number 5, I changed this. My number 5 is Get Back.
Why is Party so high on your list?
It's number 8.
Oh, I missed that.
It's low. So my number...
Okay, wait.
My number five is Get Back. Yes.
All right.
That eyebrow raise was telling.
Mine was gonna get caught.
Mine is Two Worlds Collide.
Okay. See, to me, I'm like, why is it gonna get caught so high for you?
Don't know. I think I need to listen to it one more time, but I know that there's something about it that's like, it makes me feel like I'm rollerblading. I know that sounds so
what?
Soul Skater alert.
There's something weird about that, but it brings me back, and I really, it's fine.
No, it's fine. These are all subject to change. These aren't like our end-all, be-all, no, put them on our tombstone.
I feel like I need to listen to Don't Forget one more time.
We got to.
I think I missed something.
So your five is Two Worlds Collide?
Well, yeah.
Okay, my number four is Trainwreck.
Same!
Mine's On the Line.
Okay. See, originally I had Trainwreck and Get Back flipped, but I've decided I like Trainwreck overall more than Get Back.
I think
you liked On the Line that much.
Mine is higher.
I think if what? I listen to Don't Forget, I might throw On the Line lower because I do hate the fact that they rhyme tragical with beautiful. And it's the chorus, so I hear it a lot.
So, Sarah, is On the Line number three for you?
It is number three for me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Christ almighty.
I really like her in the chorus. It's not even about them. I forget about them, but I like when she sings the... I don't even know the words, but the... Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I like that part.
Mine straight up just goes in album order after that. 3, 2, 1.
Wait, so Lisa, what's your number three?
Get Back.
One.
My Trainwreck. Top three are
hold on, don't jump the gun.
I'm not, I'm saying that they're concrete and set in stone, so if your three aren't my three, then I judge you heavily.
Okay, so Juan's is Trainwreck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
My number three, okay, we said that. So my number two is Don't Forget.
Mine too.
Mine is Get Back.
Okay. And my number one is La La Land.
Of course, La La Land,
That's all of our number ones.
I wrote an asterisk next to Trainwreck, On the Line, and Don't Forget, because I feel like I need to go back and listen to those one more time.
Okay, but you put La La Land as your number one.
La La Land is definitely number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we all agree.
Yeah.
No, don't apologize.
One, that's nothing to be sorry for.
We all agree it's number one.
I feel like I made a bad choice with Don't Forget being nine now.
No, it's just like maybe you don't like slow songs.
I just don't like the whisper.
Oh my, if it's just that, you need to, I'll edit it out and I'll send it back to you. Calm down. Oh boy.
That song though, one like has history. You know what I'm saying? Like that song tells
That's a real song.
That song's real. And it's her. This is her. This is real.
This is me.
This is how I am gonna feel. That's my knockoff version. Those are my emo lyrics that Jordan Cahill wrote of This Is Me.
No, straight up, now that I think about it, though, I think Trainwreck and On the Line should be lower on my list because I really hate Tragical, and then I just don't know how I feel about Trainwreck.
Okay. Wait, so Lisa...
But the sound, though. You know, you gotta listen to the sound.
That's what
He's just very picky about one thing. If it's one thing he doesn't like, he just says, done.
That's really just it. Like, if it's
one... I mean, I understand it, but, like,
One thing can make it or break it for me.
Wait, so Lisa, you... I think... Is it safe to assume that Here We Go Again is more of your Demi feeling?
Your Here style? We Go Again...
That album, I mean.
...is one of the best albums that Demi has... done.
I thought she was gonna stop at one of the best albums I've ever heard. I was like,
yeah, me too. Yeah, because I mean, we can do that for next time with you. We'll do that eventually. Because I really only know Here We Go Again. Like, I'm not gonna pretend I'm a huge Lovatic. I really only know her singles.
A Lovat. Okay.
Oh man, guys, Here We Go Again has some really good songs.
No, I'm looking at some of them. Got Dynamite? That sounds like it would be amazing.
No, that's not a good one. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, shit.
Don't.
Quiet? Is it a quiet song?
Ooh, that song's kind of...
Okay. She's not quiet. There.
Well, anyways, okay. Well, thanks for talking Demi Lovato with us. Are you eating the pepper?
I'm trying to.
God. Okay.
Did you unfreeze it?
Can anyone tell us how long you can freeze stuffed peppers for and eat them and be safe?
If I make stuffed peppers now, can I eat them end of January, starting of February?
Please tweet at us. Tweet at Lisa. Let her know.
I need your exact recipe. Fine, right?
I don't know that it is.
I mean, I know... TBH, I know meat can last a little bit on, like, in the freezer. I can know it lasts a while.
Listen.
And you've had tamales in your freezer for a year.
That's different.
How is that different? How?
It's in an hoja. It's different. It's protected.
It's wrapped in corn leaves.
My stuffed peppers.
In corn husks.
In corn husks.
Oh my god, John Mayer wrote a song on her other album?
Who?
Yeah, man.
Who's he?
Who is he?
Never met her.
Okay, well, if any listeners have any thoughts on this Demi album, let us know. Let Lisa know too. Tag her. Lisa, what's your handles again?
Guys, I would love to hear all of your thoughts on this album at LisaLove137. I respect all opinions, but if Don't Forget is not on your top three, don't contact me.
Okay. And with that, thanks for listening.
Or, okay. You know, back up your claim with some solid
evidence. Some research.
And if back it's up because your of a whisper, I understand, but please, have mercy.
Straight up, though, that whisper, let's talk about that.
Okay, we'll talk about it off mic. Got it?
Got it.
All right, well, thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all a good mashed potatoes. Bye-bye.
Yay. Do the number five.
Do the number five? Mambo.
Five.
Numero cinco. Adios.
Bye.
Bye.